Our Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Lori Vallow Daybell has been found guilty of triple murder, including her two children.
Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours yesterday and resumed this morning, finding Daybell guilty on all counts. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson thinks the words of Daybell's older son may have had an impact on the jury.
He said, and we heard the jailhouse calls, where he said, basically, you killed my younger siblings. I can't believe you did this. I never would have believed it, but now I do.
Lori Daybell faces up to life in prison. She'll be sentenced in about 3 months. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Marine veteran accused of using a fatal chokehold on a New York City subway passenger made his first appearance in court.
Daniel Penny arrived with his attorney to surrender to police and face a charge of second-degree manslaughter.
He did so voluntarily and with the sort of dignity and integrity that is characteristic of his history of service to this grateful nation.
Prosecutors are charging the 24-year-old Marine veteran in the death of an agitated passenger on a New York City subway train last week. Witnesses said Jordan Neely had been shouting and acting erratically, throwing his jacket on the ground when Penny placed him in a chokehold.
Correspondent Michael George reporting. Title 42 ended at midnight, bringing thousands of additional migrants to the border. CBS's Jared Hill is there.
U.S. authorities say they will now lean on protocols outlined by the decades-old Title 8, under which immigrants can be deported from the United States back to their home countries and given a 5-year ban on reentry unless they express fear of returning and pass an interview.
We provide lawful, safe, and orderly pathways for people to come to the United States when they qualify for relief.
But Republican Senator Ted Cruz says a travesty is unfolding and is blaming the Biden administration.
Teachers in Oakland, California are still on strike, Matt Bigler reports.
Over 3,000 Oakland educators are back on the picket lines on day 7 of the teacher strike. Noelle is a preschool teacher and a member of the union bargaining team.
Well, as the saying goes, one day longer, one day stronger.
The teachers' union continues to demand that its common good proposals, everything from housing for homeless students to reparations for black students, be part of their contract. The school district maintains the total cost for all the teachers' demands would be over $1 billion, an estimate that union officials call ridiculous. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
The markets finished down. The Dow dropped 8 points. The S&P lost 6. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane's sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this one the F Your Feelings Friday edition.
All right, man. I love it. Crudy, happy F Your Feelings Friday. Evan on the board as well. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience. Another week. We made it, baby.
Dominic, we got a fine guest joining us in the Happier Happy Hour. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Expected Jim at 5:05. And don't forget the morning cannolis every Saturday morning. Tune in tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. He's got his own gig. But today, he's all ours right here on this big show. And Dom, on Fridays, if you're new to our fine product, you may not know we air the grievances up here on Fridays, meaning we can talk trash. We can do whatever we want. It's airing of the grievances.
It's like a Festivus Friday. We air the grievances. We got a lot of problems with your people, and now you're going to know about it.
So in other words, it's another opportunity for Dom to rant.
Thank you.
Dominic, I wanted to start today, though, with a little thought. Cheaper to keep them.
I remember Scott Walker saying that for the Bucks.
Cheaper to keep them. Of course, he was completely wrong, because his cheaper to keep them was after he turned down $250 million that would have been expended by the Seminole Tribe, I believe, in partnership. The Hard Rock people, they want to build a Kenosha Casino.
Yes.
Given us $250 million. We, the state taxpayers, and 10,000 jobs. And oh yeah, they would have built a casino, mostly pulling money out of Chicagoland. And Scott Walker, who at the time was geared up for a presidential campaign, very much like Ron DeSantis, the bad governance going on in Florida. You know, it's all through the prism of Ron desperately wants to be the president.
Yes.
But Scott Walker, in a similar role back in 2014, well, he refused the money.
Gambling's bad.
Well, according to Sheldon Adelson, the gambling magnate writing Scott Walker seven-figure checks, I think it had more to do with the donors didn't want the competition down. But anywho, Scott Walker killed the casino. You know, there was also that letter from Iowa Christian conservatives, like, 300-400 of them wrote a letter, don't expand gambling. And Scott Walker built a failed presidential campaign on that precept. So after he didn't take the money, Dom, well, now we got a problem. Because the Bucks franchise was in an aging stadium at that time, the Bradley Center.
Yes.
Not my favorite venue to watch a game, although I've been to worse. You ever been to Mariucci in Minnesota?
No.
The Barn. But anyways, now we have a similar circumstance to the one that Scott Walker described as cheaper to keep him. Meaning that the Milwaukee Bucks generate enough, not revenue, not, you know, profit, not beer sales, but actually taxation, especially of players that come here to play. But they get paid so much money, Dom. These NBA players, these NFL players, in the case of the Packers, and of course, Major League Baseball players, make so much money that even if you appear in, let's say, Milwaukee for a three-day weekend, and Dom, what do you know? We got some tickets to give away this weekend. I believe the Royals are in town. Most people would have given you notice, but we're giving away tickets to tonight's 7 o'clock game. It's cheaper if you keep them.
Yes, you must keep them.
So we are going to expect some participation in this hour. If you want free tickets, let Ebone know. Ebone, help us screen the people. If you want the tickets, just call and say, I want a pair of tickets to tonight's game. Brewers against the Royals, American Family Field, courtesy of our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3. Don't forget, we also play the Brewers in Richland Center, WRCE, radio from the center. But anyways, now the Brewers, apparently I didn't know this 3 months ago, Dom, but through the budgetary proposal of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the state of Wisconsin, the Brewers were to have been allocated a lot of money to renovate American Family Field. It's now been some years since the stadium opened. We're now on its at least second name, right? We've already burned through a...
The first sponsor, yes, was Miller Park, and now it's American Family Field.
Well, I know that Robin Voss effectively took Tony Evers' budget, and as part of Tony's advocacy, they wanted to allocate money towards making sure the Brewers stayed here long-term. And Robin Voss has effectively said, screw you, Tony Evers. Whatever you propose, I hate. You're going to see this theme on and on throughout the course of today's show. Sort of an F you attitude these Republicans have. But if Tony wants it, it's a bad thing. But I find it very ironic, Don. PolitiFact Wisconsin, they rated a statement from Speaker Robin Voss. And effectively, the statement was, it's cheaper to keep him. He used the Scott Walker argument this time regarding the Milwaukee Brewers and how Wisconsin's tax coffers would take a hit if the Brewers leave. Want to help me with this one, fella?
Yeah, here's the actual quote from Robin Voss from PolitiFact.com. When a baseball player or a footballer, basketball player from another team plays in Wisconsin, that's one game's salary. They pay Wisconsin income tax on it. So for some reason, we do not have the Brewers in Wisconsin. All those player salaries that generate dollars for the state will go away. And yes, PolitiFact says Wisconsin's tax coffers would take a hit if the Brewers leave. Withholding from professional athletes totals in the millions of dollars each year. In 2022 alone, MLB teams totaled more than $12.4 million. And in 2022, also taxes from visiting pro athletes in baseball, basketball, and football topped $50 million.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. That's all I had to say. Cheaper to keep them.
That's it.
Well,
so what? So Robin Voss he's not down for the Evers budget. In his 23-25 budget, Evers called for Tappy to state surplus to spend $290 million on a stadium renovations to ensure that the Bucks would stay. The cash would go to an escrow account operated by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District, a state created agency that owns American Family Field and leases it to the Brewers. In return, the Brewers will extend their current ballpark lease, which could expire by the end of 2030, and agree to stay through 2043. But Robin Voss, well, he has said the stadium funding question should be taken up outside of the budget process. What, kind of like the national debt? And has argued that there are other sources of money that could be better tapped to address the issue. PolitiFact notes that in March, they rated mostly false a claim by Evers that the original plan was bipartisan in nature. In a March 9th appearance on Wisconsin Right Now podcast, everyone's a podcaster, and more recently at the Milwaukee Press Club, Voss has noted that taxes paid by visiting professional athletes could be tapped as a revenue source. And we said his quote, the jock tax. If a pro athlete plays in a state that collects the income tax, any money made from that game is taxed as income earned to the state, which is informally known as the jock tax. Curdy, you never paid a jock tax. It's been around for in some form since the 60s. However, the practice heated up in the 90s after the state of California slapped the tax on earnings of Chicago Bulls players who traveled to L.A. for the 91 NBA finals. Illinois retaliated, imposing a similar tax on out-of-state players. According to Huddle Up, a newsletter focused on the business of sports, such taxes are collected in every state, with the exception of five, and those being Florida, Nevada, Texas, Washington, and Tennessee.
Cheaper to keep them. Dom, it would have been easier to notify our fine audience that we had Brewers tickets for tonight's game earlier in the week. But apparently you didn't monitor your email properly. Hey,
one of my grievances, I did not see Luke's email from Tuesday. Sorry, Luke.
So anyways, our what? Our distractibility, our inability to do the basic tenets of a radio broadcast, like give away some Brewer tickets, leads to your fortune tonight, audience. Because if you don't have Friday night plans, I mean, other than maybe fish with Gary, free tickets to the Brewers game. Two pair. We got two pair to give away. Just tell Ebone you want the tickets. We'll take you on the air. I'm going to make you do something random. But if you say you want them and you're going to use them.
You got to use them.
These are great seats, man. We haven't been yet. We were just talking before we went on the air. When do we get to go to a Brewers game?
I don't know, man.
Who do you got to know to get the Brewers tickets?
I know. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and we better decide soon because it's booking up, man. There's only so many beautiful days. Of course, with the dome, it's nice, you know, the retractable roof.
Weather's always fine.
Always good on the inside.
On the inside, it's always good. You know, the sales team here from Civic Media, fine team we've assembled, Roxanne and her team, they got the Brewers tickets on Wednesday. The whole team. Johnny cooked them brats. They tailgated in the Waukesha parking lot. And then they used these super cool Brewers tickets. They're behind home plate. They're club seats, 300 level. My understanding, although I can't tell you from personal experience.
So we've been told.
Is they're excellent seats. And someday soon, Dom and I are going to sneak out a little bit early on probably a Wednesday night. Maybe we can sneak
In a little bit late. You know, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. But someday, Dom and I are going to a Brewers game.
Yes.
But you can go tonight on us. When you get there, just tell Euchre, the Devil's Advocate sent me. Free tickets. Pair. Dial right now. 844-967-2789. If it becomes difficult, it'll just be cheaper of our energy to keep them. We just won't give them away. I'll just complain about it. It'll be my grievance. Don't make me grieve. Free Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
You know, they can go suck lemons.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 55. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows around 48. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
When you wake up in the morning.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones. It's Friday. We air the grievances at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I have not been a good Brewers fan. I have not been watching the standings closely. It's not even the All-Star break yet. But, of course, it's baseball season. I should be watching the box scores every night. So if you haven't been watching them, the Brewers are 3 games over .500. They're half a game out of the NL Central lead. Unfortunately, they've been a little cold, but that all changes tonight with the free tickets we give you. Got a couple pair to tonight's game starting at 7:10, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM. Brewers, they're pretty good, man. They're starting the season strong. They just got on a hot streak. You know who's kind of sucking it up? I wish Fancy Brian were here today. Sucking crap on his Cubs. Here's the funny thing. The Cubs, you know, the woeful Cubs, have outscored their opponents by 48 runs. So they got 48 runs more in 37 games than teams they played.
That seems really good.
They're under 500. They've won less than half of their ball games. They might literally, I guess Atlanta's probably leading the league in run differential, but a 48-run differential would put you in first place in every other division. The Cubs are under 500 in third place. Suck it, Cubbies.
That's too bad.
You know, I do have on my Facebook, few of you are my friends, Facebook friends. Those don't really count, but I try. If you have mutual friends, lots of them, and you ask me to be your friend, I will be your friend. But on my Facebook, Dom, I have Jesus Hates the Cubs. And I think I mentioned my DNA daddy down there in Tennessee. He's a big baseball guy. I thought he was a Cardinals guy, but he takes great offense that Jesus would have a preference for the Brewers over the Cubs. Like I would represent Jesus to have that preference.
I mean, who can know the mind of God? I mean, she's crazy.
Maybe she's not a ball fan. 844. But you could be, again, tickets to give away, but you got to call 844-967-2789. Let's get into some more politics, Tom. It's summertime, trying to lighten it up, but these MAGAs, they keep pulling us back. Kelda Royce on the state GOP Ultra MAGA ID. Our friend, state rep, she's a senator now, Kelda. I think she does a good job of describing them, Dom. You know, you've been pretty pretty bold with your descriptors of late.
Come on.
I got more.
I'm just saying what you're thinking, man.
Well, go ahead. Do say what I was thinking, or at least what Paul Fanlon would write here.
As Paul writes at the Cap Times, you know the drill. Our centrist Democratic governor proposes a logical, affordable, centrist spending plan, one that invests in education, healthcare, childcare, broadband, and basic services to retain and attract younger workers in a state that desperately need them. And Republicans, who control the legislature only by extreme gerrymandering, answer it by gutting it, this time in the form of more than 500 changes to Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget. You might think things would be different after Evers was reelected last fall by a veritable landslide of more than 3 percentage points in our 50-50 state, or that Republicans might change their tone after left-leaning Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court with a startling 11-point landslide last month.
I was not startled. Did you see her opponent, Dan Kelly? He's not a good candidate.
Swinging the court majority towards moderation. Or that a state budget surplus of $7.1 billion might make it palatable for Republicans to grudgingly agree to repair some of the financial damage to education and municipal funding they've inflicted over the years. You would be mistaken, Fanlon writes. Kelda Royce, the first-term Democratic state senator who represents much of Madison, has watched the process unfold as a member of the legislature's budget-writing joint finance committee. She's been in hearings and listening sessions on the budget all over the state, some by the full finance committee, some by Democrats only, and another she hosted in her district. What amazes her, she said this week, is the consistent support for the governor's budget themes, regardless of geography. There's no intractable red-blue divide. Royce said two overriding themes stand out. Quote, the first is how clear and cohesive the support is for the Evers budget, for the basic premise of funding K-12 education, funding higher education, funding childcare and transportation and local government and the sort of core public functions that we expect from any reasonable state government. Those are overwhelming, and I've heard that everywhere in the state. I've heard it from my own constituents, I've heard it from Republicans, and I heard it from red places and blue places. The things I support aren't radical. They're just normal, everyday things, but it was just so clear that the Evers budget was just a nominal budget of what ordinary Wisconsinites, everyday Wisconsinites, would expect from our state government. She added, and then the second piece is just how far away the Republicans in the Capitol are from the reality of everyday Wisconsinites. 20 or 30 years ago, she said, the recurrent theme was that Democrats were always in disarray, just a collection of interest groups. That script has switched, she said. Democrats have a very comprehensive view for how we want government to work, she said. Republicans, they don't have a coherent ideology anymore. They're sort of controlled by this ultra-mega id that's just a vitriol machine. It's just like what the next group that we can put up on our angry online pot of steaming hatred and stir it up. Gertie, she was on a roll. Another one. What's the next group we're going to target? Will it be teachers who want to teach the good and bad of American history? Will it be transgender kids? Will it be abortion care? So there isn't really an ideology anymore that's attached to the Republican Party. She likened the state GOP approach to that of the far right in Congress, where extremists, health Republicans, refuse to raise the debt ceiling.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to tell you what we really think of you, Republicans, especially if you're sort of a MAGA-id Republican. Now, Kelda, she's calling a spade, but she's not doing so profanely. We might do that on the other side. Come back with us. It's an F Your Feelings Friday right here on the Devil's Advocates.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
CBS News Brief. A jury found Idaho mom Lori Vallow Daybell guilty on all counts, including murdering her two children. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says the testimony of Daybell's surviving child proved pivotal.
He said, and we heard the jailhouse calls, where he said,
basically, you killed my younger siblings. I can't believe you did this. I never would have believed it, but now I do.
Marine veteran Daniel Penny made his first court appearance this morning and is free on bond. CBS News correspondent Michael George reports.
Prosecutors are charging the 24-year-old Marine veteran in the death of an agitated passenger on a New York City subway train last week.
Title 42 expired at midnight, bringing more migrants to the southern border. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
Border officials reporting an average of 10,000 daily migrant arrivals in recent days, but we have not yet seen a spike in the last few hours.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Damn near made it through the week, Dom. But we still got a show to do, so we're calling it the F Your Feelings Friday. Want to go back to the cap times and the quotations from State Senator Calderoy's Democrat. I got a couple of quotes, and we'll wrap this little piece up. I do think, again, I quote Calderoy's, I do think we're seeing the last gasp of the Republican supermajority and the sort of stranglehold they've had on the legislature. And it's very scary for them, Roy said, referring to the court election, where a left-leaning majority could alter gerrymandered political maps. We also won't have to worry about the court further circumscribing voting rights for people because they're students or disabled or young or people of color, she said. Still, she said, change will come slowly. All this does is give Democrats the ability to compete. I'd start from that premise, Tom. I just want a fair playing field.
Right.
It's not a slam dunk for us. We're not going to have a majority immediately or anything like what the Republicans have had for the last 12 years. An undemocratic lock on power is a minority party. But it is going to change the kind of people who get elected and how they get elected in the Republican Party. Because it's not only going to be a contest amongst the super mega, the ultra, ultra mega, and the triple XL mega. They're going to need to actually be a diversity of thought, and that's good. It's good for all of us to hear from differing perspectives and be challenged from people, not just from the other side of the aisle, but from to have diversity from within the parties as well. As a state capitol reporter back in the 1980s, according to Paul Fanlon, I would have had a term for that. The norm. It used to be the norm. All that changed in, 2011. Scott Walker came into office, swept into office over opposition to Obamacare, of all damn things, and broke the maps and basically broke the state, broke democracy. And we've been living with the ramifications ever since, which is effectively, we're not supposed to have friendships with our neighbors. Our neighbors care more about hating on us, Dom, than they do about, being Wisconsinites. And I blame Scott Walker, and I blame the GOP, and Dom, in fact...
Listen, I appreciate that, and certainly they are the drivers of it, but I also blame the lack of voters. I also blame the lack of engagement. I also blame crappy voter turnout. You know, those things matter as well, and I'm just as guilty
but don't
of
you think
back in the day as anybody else. But come on, man.
But back in the day, Dom.
We have 20% turning out in the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary election, and we're all celebrating that. I mean, come on, man. We get what we deserve. We assumed, in my opinion, good governance is just going to be there. Yeah, they'll fight back and forth over their thing, but it's always going to happen. That's not the case. We got disengaged, and the crazies took over the asylum.
Well, first and foremost, it was a spring primary election. It was record turnout for that, and I was quite satisfied with the general elective outcome when we had a hell of a lot of people turn out relative to a spring election. So if we had a primary apathetic turnout, man, so what? It really matters the general.
Listen, you're missing the point. Those were historic turnouts. That was great, historically speaking. But it's still terrible as a percentage of the voting population engagement, man. I'm sorry. That's just the reality of it.
But do you understand
that people turned out like they did in the final election all the time? We would not have had to go through these last 15 years.
Only if they voted for Democrats, Tom. Only if they vote for Democrats. It is only in the last two or three elective cycles that apparently the worm has turned here in the state of Wisconsin. And you can blame it on voter apathy of the left. I don't think that that's an accurate thing. I think if you look at the conduct of all of these politicians, especially the FUGOP party, I think they've driven this wedge for political purpose between neighbors. I think they want people to stick their head in the sand and want to walk away from politics, Don, because it is so contentious. What was Scott Walker? He was divide and conquer. He was 50 plus one. That's not the way the state used to run. Now, whether or not
the benefit of people sticking their head in the sand for those that would use that kind of philosophy in politics to divide us, because they know, Crudy, when more people show up, it's worse off for the conservatives.
I don't know if you've noticed.
They've been saying it for 50 years.
Sure. I get all that, Dom. I think like 100,000 people showed up damn near every weekend during the political uprising here in the state of Wisconsin. And it was only through some reasonable independents, some people like you that said, well, I don't think we should recall the guy. I think he's got the right to his governance. No matter how bad we might find it to be, he's newly elected. This is his policies. Didn't run on him. Completely corrupted the campaign finance system. But of course, we didn't all know all of that, but I could see transparently. This guy was a charlatan and his governance was malfeasant. And I think it was a punch in the gut when Scott Walker won the recall, despite all of the bad things he did. it was a punch in the gut for the electorate, because so many progressives, so many people of conscience, so many teachers, so many nice people, you know what? A lot of them moved the hell out of Wisconsin. They retired. They got out because of Act 10. State workers, not just the teachers, a lot of people did. And unfortunately, it doesn't help us fight the battle here in the state of Wisconsin. But as these kids, my son's generation, as they've turned of age, of voting age, what do we see this week, Dom? Earlier this week, you told me Madison had the highest youth turnout in the nation. 10-1, I believe it was, for Protasiewicz in the campus area. So, A, I think the kids are all right. B, I think people are certainly paying attention. But C, it is the attitude of these Republicans in some small part that made, once upon a time, dude, I was just like you. I barely voted in my 20s. In my 20s, I barely voted because didn't matter if the Democrat or the Republican won at the end of the day. Tommy Thompson was a Wisconsinite. He was a Badger first. I didn't like all of his policies, but I knew damn well that that guy wasn't in it to screw me. No, that was Scott Walker. And that was Robin Voss. And we are stuck with the FU GOP party ever since, Dom. But don't blame the lefty electorate, man. We fired up for Bernie Sanders in a spring primary, if I do recall. And we didn't get our preferred candidate. And Hillary didn't win the state of Wisconsin. Nor did she come here to campaign or any of the other things I would have done if I wanted to be the president of the freaking United States. But that's a different story for a different day. The GOP is the party of F you. It was once a political party. Now it's nihilistic, corrupt, and a fake populist scam. I found this one over at the Daily Beast, Dom, opinion by David Rothkopf. See if you like his attitude. There is a belief that among indigenous people of the North, that there are more than 30 words for snow. Well, I'm from New Jersey, writes the author, and I can tell you that America's great garden state, we don't need so many words. In fact, along our stretch of the I-95 corridor, there are probably 30 different ways we deploy just a single two-word phrase. F you. It can be a greeting, an expression of disbelief, surprise, awe, an expression of affection, a reaction to a particularly delicious meal, an expression of anger in its many different forms. You get the idea. All of which is to say, I, the writer, am an expert in the use of the term, much like you, Dom. And because I also am a denizen of Washington, D.C., I have come to understand how it has become central to the politics of our moment. The Republican Party has become the party of FU. FU is the motivation of its alienated voters. It's its legislative strategy. It is its views towards the laws of the Constitution of the United States. It is its reaction to morality and values. It is its foreign policy mantra with our allies. FU is even its message to the historians of the future. And sadly, Dom, we live in an age in which the political discourse in the United States results in every idea floated by Democrats, independents, and even the elusive, reasonable Republicans, in which every constructive thought floated about the direction of our country should take, or how we should behave, or why the law matters, is met by a chorus of Republican leaders with their signature, F you. Again, the author writes, as a New Jerseyite, I worry that they will discredit the term so much that we will have to find another way to express ourselves. My concern is due to the fact that the MAGA-sized GOP has only gotten more outrageous, which is to say more committed to the politics of outrage, to obliterating norms of decency as the signature activities to which they devote themselves. They do it because their base is angry, Dom. They do it because it drives social media wild. Here's the most poignant part, I think, in this entire story, Dom. They do it because they have no good ideas and their leaders are profoundly immoral, disgusting people.
Crudy, the author from the Daily Beast, goes on to write, "We have seen multiple examples of the politics of FU this week. We've seen Donald Trump, the leader of the party, the high priest of FUism, the commander-in-chief of the F Your Feelings Army, in a videotaped deposition essentially saying FU to E. Jean Carroll's lawyer. We heard him say FU to anyone who may have thought sexual abuse was wrong, and then double down on his infamous pee-grabbing brag, arguing that stars like him have been fortunate to be able to grab the peas for the last million years or so. Then, when an undoubtedly disgusted jury found Trump liable for sexual assault and defamation in record time, he immediately said F you to the American system of justice and to his own hometown in a series of social media posts and soon maybe fodder for the next set of defamation suits against him. He followed that up with a televised Trump rally that was carried on CNN, in which he repeated some of his greatest FUs to America of the past 7 years. Seven, God, it seems like so much longer than that. Of the past 7 years. He doubled down on the big lie. He called Vladimir Putin a smart guy. He refused to condemn Putin as a war criminal. He equated Russia and Ukraine's role in the former invasion of the latter. He promised to pardon January 6th insurrectionists. He said he had a right to the classified government documents he stole. He said the GOP was right to threaten debt default, which he said might have no effect at all. He gloated about his role in making the Dobbs decision happen. He once again defamed E. Jean Carroll. It was a tour de force of what might be called the art of FU, complete with an audience of fawning mega zombies and a big old get effed to fat checkers in the form of his usual tsunami of lies. While some leaders in the GOP actually had the decency to condemn Trump's vileness at the conclusion of the Carroll trial, they were very much in the minority. Most GOP lawmakers offer their party's patented silent FU by refusing to say a bad word about their party's leader after jury's verdict that he was a sex abuser. Some went further. Some said FU to New York and the nine average Americans who did their duty on the jury, and in doing so, offered an FU to the entire system of justice. Some members of the FU party were not content to merely demonstrate their contempt for our system of law or any modicum of respect for women. Some, like Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, actually said things like, the Carroll verdict, quote, makes me want to vote for him twice. Tommy Tuberville, man, what a POS.
He's a bit of a dull bulb, that one.
The FU party, Crudy.
It is. It absolutely is. It really is. I mean, every level of governance, that's really their response to anything. Joe Biden makes a proposal, their response, FU. Here in the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers puts forth the budget. Republicans say FU. Doesn't matter what the proposition is. I would say so often, in the case of Biden or Evers here in the state of Wisconsin, they represent the norm. They represent the decent. They represent those of us that want to be governed.
They want to engage in self-governance for the purpose of governance.
It's hard to govern people when their entire attitude is F you. What do you want for dinner? F you. What do you want to watch on TV? F you. I lived with that guy in college. His name is Dominic. It's a pain in the ass. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Hey, all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055. Or log on to hollyville.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 55. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Overcast skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
From Five Points and beyond, from Southeast Wisconsin and to the world, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Giving away some Brewers tickets for tonight. You got time. You got want some tickets. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. It's also Friday for the grievances. Curdy, I know you got some.
Here's a small one. And let me apologize to the fair Civic Media audience. We have had our engineers doing a Herculean task. They have converted 20 radio stations, 18 and counting, something like that, over to a brand new software system, many of which have occurred in the last 48 hours, often, apparently, while Dom and I are on the radio, which means you, our fair fans, have been eating some crap sandwiches the last couple days and some of the technical stuff. But we certainly appreciate your patience, and it has been a tremendous effort, and our team is doing their damnedest to get all of the bugs in line. But when you buy 18 radio stations and you try to glue them all together through the engineering, effectively what we've done is in the last 2 days, we've started from scratch with two different radio stations. All of the stuff that had been playing out for the last 2 years on WMDX started over. It's like first day of school.
All brand new. Yeah.
All brand new. And there's going to be some glitches, and it hurts my ears to hear them, and it hurts my belly to hear them, and it hurts my heart to hear them, and they'll dissipate. They'll get better and you won't even notice they're gone because they'll be gone, and you'll still love us. Hopefully in the meantime, thank you for your patience and your tolerance and indulgence, and don't crap on my team. They're working really hard to get it done. You should see some of the emails we're getting, man.
Well, we appreciate, you know, people letting us know
Must
what's
be
going on.
Republican fans, because they very F you in tone, a few of them. 844. You know, we're friendly. Oh, yes. Speaking of F you, I got some Rojo. We do need to get there. You know, the party
okay.
of F you are now trying to lay out the case against Hunter Biden and, by extension, his father, Joe Biden. And this week was supposed to be the big week, right? They, yes. Oh, don't indict Hunter before we can make a public statement, show our evidence. That was Wednesday. That was the Comer guy. And Chuck Grassley and our buddy Ron Johnson, Rojo from the great state of Wisconsin, well, they were called, what, agents of Russian disinformation. But somehow they feel like they've been, quote unquote, vindicated. And Ron Johnson's out there spouting it as only Rojo can. And we've got a little bit of sound, but listen close for the evidence, Dom. He's there on Maria Bartiromo on the Foxy Business to present the facts that are so damning to Joe Biden. Play it for the people, Ebone.
On the bank records, you're not going to see bribe to change this policy. You have to infer what's happening here. You have to take a look at the bulk of the evidence. You have to follow the money and realize, well, So what did this Biden family member do to earn that amount of money? I mean, that's what we did with Hunter Biden in Ukraine. I mean, what did he know about oil and gas to be on the board of Burisma and knock down about $4 million over the course of a number of years when his father was the point person in Ukraine? You know, that corrupt system. So again, you have to infer these things. You're not going to get
infer
necessarily
corruption.
Hard proof, but there's such a huge body of evidence. We had it in September 2020. It was all ignored. It was all denigrated. It was all called Russian disinformation. It's the same playbook of the Democrats, the same playbook of the media that wants to prop up and cover up for the Bidens.
So where is the evidence?
You have to infer it, Crudy.
I know that the former president of the United States was indicted on 34 criminal charges because there is clear and substantial evidence that he committed crimes. But you're telling me you've got all the bank records, and your allegation is that Hunter Biden, over a number of years, by your own characterization, he made $4 million on Burisma, a job he was unqualified for. Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis for an investment fund. The guy did nothing, but his only prior experience was being the son of a real estate magnate. He knows nothing about investments. He's never run a hedge fund, but the Saudis gave him $2 billion. You're worried about $4 million to Hunter Biden, and I've got to infer that makes Joe Biden corrupt? That's your evidence? Man, that's a hell of a nothing burger you're serving up on the Foxy News. Rojo. I infer the evidence. Yeah, let's see how that works in court.
If you say it multiple times, then it's obvious. It must be true.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the grievances. Angie from Monroe. How you doing, Angie?
Hey, Angie.
Hi. I just have a question for all the Republicans out there. Would they let their wife on the bus with Trump?
No, I can't imagine they would.
Does he have Tic Tacs with him, Angie? Because probably not then.
but and how many Democratic married men would actually let their wives on a bus with Biden? Let's compare the difference here.
Well, yeah, that's a great point, Angie.
I don't know what made me think. Well, of this, but just thought of that.
Joe might sniff their hair though. He's got a bad reputation as a hair sniffer.
Everyone's afraid of young kids, but they're not afraid of their wife with them. And even though the young kid thing is not true, of course, but I'm just saying, but all these guys with the, even those women that were hooting and hollering at the CNN thing, would any of them go on a bus with Trump?
Well,
just curious here.
Angie, some would gladly throw themselves at that hunk of a man, Donald Trump. You know, that body, that intellect, that hair.
Well, for, a million years, if you're a star, they let you do it. He not only said it on the bus, he said it in the deposition, and he said it again on CNN. How many times you got to say it before you believe the guy for what he is?
The confession he made, effectively in a sworn deposition, in a civil sexual battery rape trial? 844-967-2789. Dean from Eau Claire. Welcome, Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent.
Good.
I think Rojo shouldn't yell too loud because I believe he's making an awful lot of money for something he knows nothing about. Senator.
The senator's salary, I mean, it's pretty grand relative to working class people, like $184,000 a year. But let's not forget, this is a guy who's got three private jets in the family trust. He's got $12 million in private jet write-offs times three, dude. I don't think he's worried about the 184 grand a year. He spent $9 million getting the job of his own money, and how that's not a campaign finance violation, I've never understood.
He still doesn't know what he's doing though when it comes to
sadly,
no matter,
Dean,
what you pay the man, it's not worth it. Dean, thanks for the call, man.
I think he knows what he's doing. I just think he's differently motivated than spreading the truth and nothing but the truth. God bless ivermectin. Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates radio show. We got a fine guest joining us now. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santelli. He's a friend of ours, our legal eagle. And we'll try to give away some Brewer tickets, man. But it's tonight's game if you want to go. Call right now. Tell Ebone 844-96-PARTY.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.